Have you ever noticed how your feeling of having done wrong makes you think of God? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Our whole Christian life and all our Christian experience is grounded in faith. And the Apostle Paul would say, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. And I know I'm talking to you who could, from the bottom of your hearts, pray to Almighty God, Lord, increase our faith. Probably every one of us who have had any experience with the gospel at all know right well that by grace are you saved through faith, and that out of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Now, faith, we read in the Bible, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When you say, I believe, you're referring to something you haven't seen. If you had seen it, you wouldn't have to say you believed it. If you had seen it, you could say, I saw it. But when you say, I believe, you're referring to something that's not in vision at this time. You may be speaking of something that hasn't happened yet. You believe something's going to come to pass. It hasn't come to pass yet, and you're looking forward to it. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When I say, I believe, I mean to tell you that I'm taking something as true and real, something that you do not now see and that you can't check on. But I really accept it as true. When men saw the Lord Jesus Christ, what did they actually see? They saw a man, and they saw that he was a good man. Even Pilate knew that he was a good man. They saw that he worked miracles. There were hundreds and thousands of people that saw the miracles that he performed. Now, whether they understood those miracles or not is not important. They gave all kinds of reasons as to why he did this and how he was able to do that, but the fact that he did them was never denied. He was known as a man who worked these wonders. They saw those things. That wasn't a question of their faith. That didn't involve their belief. They actually had that insight. They saw that. Then what is it, what was it that there was to be believed? They were to believe that he was the Christ, that is to say, that he was to believe that he, Jesus of Nazareth, was actually God's promised way of salvation. That what God really had in mind about saving people is to be seen in Jesus of Nazareth. That's something to believe. What then was this that they saw in Jesus of Nazareth? And if you will look at Jesus of Nazareth, you will see a person who was in human form, but who was inwardly the Son of God. He was actually the Son of God. You could accuse him of what he was doing. You could credit him or blame him for what he was doing, as though it was he that was doing it. But he wasn't doing it. It was God working in him to will and to do of his good pleasure. He himself was begotten of God. The life that was in him was the life of God. He would come to any man, and looking at any man, he would judge this man to be evil. Why? Because God judged the man to be evil. God knew what was in men's hearts, and the Lord Jesus, having in him the life of God and the Spirit of God, he knew what was in men's hearts, and he knew that the men he came to were evil men, that the men he came to were sinful men. And he would come to these men and he would offer to them, through himself, the life of God. He would offer to them, that he would give to them. Through them believing in him, he would come and would give to them the life of God, which would be spread abroad in their hearts by the Holy Spirit of God. This was the offer that he made. Now the question is, will you believe it? Now, how could you believe this to be true, even to this day and time? How can anyone believe in the gospel? I can say the gospel to you in so many words, and I've said it, and you've heard it. Now, why should you believe it? And we are given several lines of proof in the fifth chapter of John's Gospel. Today I'm going to talk about the first one. It's in verses 32 to 35. And we will speak there of the witness of John. And the next study we have, I'm going to speak to you about verses 36 to 38. And you'll have the witness of God the Father. And then following that, on the next program, we will talk about verses 39 to 47, and you'll have the witness of Scripture. And I'm raising the question again. How could you believe that Jesus actually is God's chosen way of salvation? On what ground would you have the confidence to believe that Jesus Christ is actually Savior and Lord? That He could redeem you, that He could save you, that He could regenerate you and bring you into the presence of God, that He could give you the life of God. You're to believe it. How could you believe it? Well, here are the several lines of truth. First, the one we're going to take today, the witness of John. What did John the Baptist say about Jesus Christ? You'll remember he said when he saw him, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world," identifying him as the one who would deliver you from sin. Now, who was this man speaking? Who was John? Well, among other things, there are a few things we know about John. For one thing, we know he was a Spirit-filled man. He was a man that filled with the Holy Spirit from the time of his birth. He was constantly and always under the influence of the Spirit of Almighty God. Well, that would make him an honest, sincere person. Then he was a dedicated man. He was a man that was committed to one thing, the service of God. That will make his word have considerable weight. Then he was a man who, in his own way as a preacher, was a powerful, effectual preacher. All Jerusalem went out to hear him. He was a man that had real power with people. And finally, he was a courageous preacher of the truth. He told the truth under any circumstances. It cost him his life to tell the truth, but this is the kind of truth he told. This man said Jesus was the Christ. You wonder whether or not Jesus is the Christ? John the Baptist said he was, and John the Baptist was a great man of God. Now, when you come to think about that for our day and time, take, for instance, those of you who are listening to me right now or anybody else that you know. Suppose someone today was to hear the claim that Jesus of Nazareth is the Son of God. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ will save your soul. Suppose we make that proposition to you, and we say this to you. You can be saved by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why should you believe that? Why should you believe the gospel? You don't know about it. You haven't been there. You haven't seen these things. Well, let me say to you that just as John the Baptist gave a witness to the Lord Jesus Christ, there are a great many Christian people today giving witness to the Lord Jesus Christ. There are Christians in the world, real, genuine, sincere Christians. Their lives show it up, and it's to be noticed about them that they're actually spiritual people. And what do they say? They say, "Behold the Lamb of God." All the Christians together definitely say Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. There are some Christians today who are significantly good people. They're separated unto God in their lives. You would call them spiritually minded people, separated believers. And what do they say about Jesus Christ? They bow down in worship and say, "My Lord and my God." And there are some people today who are effectual preachers, people that actually affect great companies of people, such as we have in strong evangelists and strong missionaries, real powerful preachers. And what do they say about the Lord Jesus Christ? "Behold the man." And again, we have some men who in preaching are courageous, and they tell the truth regardless of how it affects people. Now, what do these courageous people say with reference to Jesus of Nazareth? They say, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." In other words, the testimony of Christians. There are some Christians in the world, and whenever you know them and put them together, you have an unusual group of people. And the testimony of the Christians in history is uniform. They testify that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. This is the testimony of John the Baptist. And if you want to get a full appreciation of that, just compare the general character of the men that you call good Christian men and the general character of people who are careless, godless folks. And compare the two and just say to yourself, these honest, honorable, respectable, decent, responsible people, they say Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, among Christians, there are some that are eminently dedicated. They are spiritually minded Christians. There are some Christians that every day pray to God. Every day they read the Bible. Every day they walk with Him. Now, what do they say about Jesus Christ? They say without the slightest hesitation that He is the Son of God sitting on the throne with the Father. In the world, there are preachers of power. I venture to say every single one of you who have listened to me now and hear me now actually have in the past weeks or month heard some great preachers. The world right now has some great preachers, and you may know some real missionaries. What do they say about Jesus Christ? They say He is the Son of God. And again, among these people who bear their witness in this fashion, both as preachers and as church officers and as Sunday school teachers, there are some real, sincere, genuine people who have dealings with God. They get answers to prayer. They actually walk with God. Now, what do they say? They say that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, our God and Heavenly Father. Help us to heed the witness of believing people and to pay attention to what the sincere, honest Christians say all over the world, and help us in our hearts to receive this, to bow down before Thee, and to believe it. For Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.